Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report. We have some amazing things to tell you. I'm stocking up on all the various pieces of equipment we need for our epigenetic frequency antenna system, and basically it's a 10-inch antenna we get from SCMF. I acquire some amplifiers elsewhere. We have the special alligator clip cables. I'll explain to you how you hook it up. It's very simple. You can have it for your iPhone, your iPad, or computer, and you just simply pump the frequencies through the antenna, and you can generate a harmonic resonant frequency into the air. We also have, of course, clothing that can protect you from electro pollution. Most people aren't aware of this, but I've got the conclusive and confirmatory final evidence that I'm patenting my technology for epigenetic frequency therapy, and it proves just how dangerous 5G network is, how dangerous electrotoxins are, I call them, and how much they actually jam your cellular communications, shut down biophoton, crosstalk between your telomeres, the little infrared antenna at the end of your chromosome, and the ion channels that regulate all your genes through the induction of your messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. So I've actually unraveled the final Gordian knot of what is aging and what's life, and I'll be publishing my information in videos here in the next few weeks to follow up on my Song of DNA lecture I gave in December of 2017 in Vegas. But people should get a reality check of just how freaking dangerous electropollution is, and how the best place in the world to go for that protective equipment, meters, etc., is SCMF. And we have some of those meters up on the site where you can just purchase from us, and then we'll send the order on to SCMF to fulfill. Or you can go directly through a hyperlink to their full site or to the clothing site. So we have several different sublinks. If you go to our Shop Buy products, you can find those different sublinks under Shop Buy at NutriMedical. And if you do contact SCMF, make sure, if you've tried to call them or some other way, tell them that you're referred by Dr. Bill and NutriMedical, so we'll get credit for any orders that get processed there. It doesn't alter your price, we just get credit. So let's go through some of these things that are available. Let's talk about the meters. You have the meters that you have a meter package that's great. We have it up on our site. You have the toxic protective clothing. One of the things that I'm working on is I'm trying to put sponsors where we're going to put solar panels and backup deep cycle batteries like the new silicon salt batteries that are become available, as well as the nickel iron batteries, the old Edison battery. And we want to have EMP protection. The current technologies for EMP protection is pretty fragile, although we could harden our power grid against coronal mass ejections and cyber attacks or attacks by a weaponized EMP bomb or even satellite, like over North Korea that passes the U.S. 48 lower states twice a day. If they had a single 3-kiloton EMP weapon flying 200 miles above our continent, they could actually wipe everything out, and most people would consume themselves and become cannibals within a matter of weeks. People say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're exaggerating. No, I work with the federal government, the FBI and CDC, and we talk about this plainly because one thing you can say about the intel agencies, they don't spin it. It's just ugly truth, isn't it? So the fact is that we know when you work at DARPA or you work with the military creating directed energy battlefield weapons, which we have, these are just basically side shoots of toxic effects of electricity we have in everyday life. For example, one of the weapons that I became very familiar with was in 1992, I was asked to take care of the Pratt & Whitney General Scarce Parts Plant because he lost 100,000 gallons of hydrofluoric acid. It's because he had a directed energy offshoot project from Bethesda, Maryland, in the back of the plant where they're making jet engraved vanes for Grumman Aerospace. And then they asked me, because I was a doctor on call for the facility, I said, if you don't tell me straight up exactly what the hell happened, I'm not going to let you do it. I'm not going to help you at all. You can all drop dead. So they gave me a couple-hour lecture and showed me right through the plant what the hell they were doing, which is making a terahertz wave directed energy collimated beam weapon, which, by the way, they eventually put on the they had been put on a few years earlier on the A-10 helicopter and the Apache helicopter and the N1 Abrams tank. So if you get hit by this beam and start to release peroxisomes and lysosomes, within minutes you start vomiting your guts up and couldn't stand. And before you know it, you get a DIC and your tissue starts to liquefy as you have a cardiac arrest and drop dead and face plant on the floor and break your teeth off. People say, oh no, Dr. Deagle, it's not that bad. I said, look, I know everything. I don't know some of this stuff. I am scared out of my cotton-picking mind that the public is not aware that they're planning on putting 5G network everywhere and that that's going to add to the already toxin stuff everywhere. And the smart meters are everywhere, and these smart meters are making you dumb. They're hurting your DNA, and they're causing cancer, and they're inducing all kinds of genetic and epigenetic changes that people are not aware of, are they?
They are not aware, but we do have meters to pick them up.
And the meters can tell because these meters should be like an episense, I call it. You know, in other words, we talk about us becoming cyborgs. These machines make you like an episense cyborg. The machine can, you can turn it on to scream like, ah! And when you turn it on and it's got electropollution and it's screaming, it's telling you, you may not smell it or taste it, but this is what it's doing to your body. If your body could scream, it would make the sound of these meters, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yeah. It's really crazy. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, it can't be that bad. I said, oh, it's a lot worse. In fact, I got a call yesterday, and the guy asked me, he wanted to know, because I've talked for years about having worked with Delta Force and Special Op. And some of the guys actually taught me how to build some of their fancy directed energy weapons that they actually dreamed up at Delta Force and Special Op. One was a ball-bearing accelerator weapon, which I actually have up for years with John Moore on wellness conditions if you get a membership. And other weapons I kind of allude to. And I'm not going to put it directly on his videos, but what I will tell people, if you contact me and I vet you, I will give you the technology to make half a dozen weapons that are a hell of a lot more dangerous than guns. Now, you have to understand, a lot of these are directed energy weapons. They'll knock someone down and make them seizure. They can make you unconscious. They'll basically paralyze you, or they can liquefy your liver at a mile or a mile and a half. People say, oh, no, you can't do that. I said, I'm not going to do it because I'm not Darth Deagle. But I'm going to tell you, if push comes to shove and things start to really deteriorate from the left and the globalists, I'm going to put it out. And people need to understand this is all stuff that's already happening to us with Gwen Towers, smart meters, 5G network, and the power corporations just dumping back their dirty electricity pollution directly from the power poles directly into the ground. It's been going on since electricity was discovered and AC power distribution was put forward by Nikola Tesla 100 years ago. People say, oh no. I said, well, look, I had Dr. Sam Milford on talking about this. How he goes along with the oscilloscope, and he says, look, the rise of diabetes and cancer and a lot of heart conditions and so on and autism are directly tied to electropollution. There's not an indirect tie. It's direct, isn't it?
That it is.
Yeah, and people say, oh, how do you make the connection? I had an idiot knucklehead physicist who wanted to argue with me. His wife was an environmental doctor from Ontario, Canada, and I did an intellectual vivisection standing there outside the conference hall, and let me tell you, it was fun. I glory in battle. I don't run from, I run toward battle. I love taking people apart when they think they know more than me, and I'm going to ask them some questions, not ASK, AXE. And let me tell you, people that say, well, it's on non-ionizing radiation. Yeah, but it can cause scalar damage and some micronuclei, gene induction, and do lots of really bad stuff that'll kill you or give you cancer. But people say, oh, no, it can't do that. I say, well, how come? The reports from Europe and elsewhere show if you use a cell phone on the dominant side of your head, you have 300% plus higher risk of getting a multicentric astroglioma or AIDS cranial nerve tumor. Duh. This isn't open to discussion anymore, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah, people want to say, I want to argue with you, Dagle. This is a, no, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to take you apart intellectually. I'm not going to play with you anymore about this. This is not open to an argument. This is an ugly fact you need to face. don't stick to damn cell phone. For example, I ordered from you, and I should get it in the next few days. I don't usually use a headset, but I'm going to have an air tube headset, so about 6 inches from my head, the sound is generated, so I'm not frying my brain by sticking my earphones in my head. I even see people walking around with these stupid headphones that have got a little tiny little, they're about an inch long below it. They're even connected by Wi-Fi, directly pumping electromagnetic frequencies into their brain, and some of these people already have tinnitus and hearing problems. What do you think is going to happen? Bad stuff. How's that?
No. Yeah.
Bad stuff. And then they're going to come whining, well, how come in 2018, Dr. Deagle, you said this on your show, but you didn't warn me personally. You didn't listen. You wonder why you're losing your hearing and you're getting a brain tumor or you're getting vertiginous syndromes? Guess what? You're cooking your brain. You're a beaker frog. How's that? And soon your legs will be cooked to the point where you can't even jump out of the beaker. How's that? Don't be a beaker frog. Get out the equipment to find out where the hell the pollution is in your house and get rid of it. You know, the universe is frequency, and if you, the clothing material, you mentioned about an engineer was trying to argue with you about the number of dB of protection you get, and your clothing will give you how many decibels of protection?
Anywhere from 30 dB going all the way up to almost 60 dB, depending on the fabric.
Now, I'll tell you a little story. I don't know if I said this one on the air, but because I work with Special Forces, Delta, NSA, and other agents, and I knew I had above top secret, I was one of the boys, okay? So when I met in March, 6 months before 9/11, I met with the actual national director for the Center for Disease Control and the FBI director for bioterrorism. And I remember one of the guys I had, which is a senior NSA agent, he was retired, but he was coming to see me. He said, come on out to the parking lot, Deagle. I said, okay, I'll go out. And he pops his trunk, and he had a sat phone. I said, what the hell do you have a sat phone? I thought you retired. He says, no one retires from the NSA. We call it the No Such Agency, just to be sarcastic. And I said, well, he said, if they want you, they got you. Okay, you never retire unless you're dead in the ground and they can't get you by phone in heaven or hell, wherever you go. And I said, well, he said, well, you know, if you did something they didn't like in the past, they'd just double tap you. I said, that sounds like Fred Astaire, you know, you learn a tap dance. He said, no. Double tap means you get two 22 caliber bullets to the left ventricle and the forehead. So there's no exit wound. No blood to clean up. He said, but we stopped that 25 years ago. And this was back in the mid-90s. So you can imagine that's like, you know, late 70s. They hit you with a directed energy beam that could trigger off cancer, heart attack, stroke, or deep vein thrombosis and embolism. Really? I said, yeah, we already have the frequency, so we can set up a van across the street and just keep beaming you until eventually you croak. Or hit you with a directed energy weapon. Now they got damn drones and other things, so they can just fly over your home half a mile up and you don't even know you're getting fried. Or from space. People say, oh no, that can't happen. I said, we have it in the battlefield. Did you know we actually gave directed energy weapons to the Israelis when they were in the last war with Hezbollah about 7-8 years ago? One of the weapons was a microwave bomb that when it blew up, it didn't blow you to bits. It microwaved you from the inside out. So people dropped dead on the battlefield, and they didn't even deteriorate because the bacteria in their gut was killed. So they just dehydrated. When they went to pick them up, and I talked to Lebanese doctors that were there in the Bekaa Valley, you know, with Hezbollah, but they picked up the bodies, they broke like crackers.
Wow.
Now, you need to know, Dr. Deagle knows, and these other knuckleheads that are broadcasting and this and other networks that think they know, I have first-hand information. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of toxic crap out there in the environment, and they've weaponized these things and directed them. They even have a thing called, have you ever heard about a thing called the LRAD cannon? It's a high-energy light thing that uses infrasound, and they can actually direct it at you. It's so powerful it can liquefy your liver at half a mile. Holy cripes.
Wow.
Liquefy your liver. Turn your brain into mush. Literally, you know, like one of those alien movies, you know, where your brain turns into green slime. People say, no, they can't do that. I said, sorry, they can. And you don't even have to liquefy to cause cancer. Send it to the wrong resonant frequencies and those cells will flip and you'll end up with them turning into cancer. right? And that's why when you look at the number of microwatts on the side of a cell phone, the cell phone companies will even tell you, don't put this on your head. I'm thinking, well, I use my cell phone. I stick it on my head so I can hear the damn conversation, especially if there's talk at an airport or a restaurant. I have to put it on the side of my head unless you're using the speakerphone. I never use the cell phone to the side of the head. It's like, you're getting cooked, man. That side of your brain is getting fried. In fact, you can determine if you've been fried by doing a digital thermogram, and you'll even see the breakdown of the blood-brain barrier, especially in young people. It breaks down in 30 seconds. An adult might take 2 or 3 minutes of cell phone activity to make their blood-brain barrier in a thermogram actually break down so you can see the damn thing. Oh, no, Dr. Deagle, they wouldn't do that to me. My government loves me. Yeah, they love you to death. They love you, all right? They love to see one last bit of dirt or sod on top of your grave. Yeah, if you trust the government and the big corporations like Verizon, which you put up a video yesterday with Deborah Tavares talking about 5G and what they're going to do. 5G, I'm thinking the devil's up there. You don't be like the screw tape letters. Minions, have you put in the 5G network yet? Don't worry, we're going to put a space-based one with 12,000 satellites by 2020. Don't worry, people will not know which end is up when actually we turn the damn thing on. And if we want to insert thoughts, we'll just send a scalar frequency and a meme into their brain, and they'll believe anything we tell them. They'll be like little, you know, icons in some video game. Oh, shit. People say, no, they can't do that. I said, don't push your luck. If they can do it, they'll do it to you, won't they?
Yes, they will.
Yeah, yeah. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, they're not that bad. I said, no, they're much worse than that. You know, one of the worst things at all is has a Pollyanna view, and you're leaving crumbs to get back to Grandma's house, but you forgot to realize that the wolf likes crumbs. Not a good thing, is it?
Not at all.
And he likes Hansel and Gretel, too. They go down really nice after he eats all the crumbs. I don't know. I tell you, I want people to visit our site. Go to Shop Products. Go down to Less EMF. Get the protective clothing. Reduce your house. Get your stetcherizers. I got them plugged everywhere. And I got to go back with my meter and see if there are any surges. But you're getting pollution coming in from the surrounding homes. I don't have a smart meter. They tried to put a smart meter on homes to threaten me. Who did they ever get scared after they interact with Dr. Deagle, including their lawyer for PG&E?
Oh, Dr. Deagle, we set up that coupon code for your customers, too.
Oh, yeah. What is the coupon code now? What do they get?
It's just a $5 off coupon, nice and easy, but it also lets us know that, you know, they're your listeners. So we just set it up real simple. All you do is punch it in at checkout. It's just Deagle 5.
It's a Deagle, D-E-A-G-L-E, and a number 5?
That's right.
Deagle 5, so you get $5 off anything you buy. Wow. That encourages people to buy repeatedly so they get $5 off every time they order.
Well, if they're your listeners, we're happy to give it to them.
Yeah, and that's important because we want people to realize that, you know, this closing network, you know, the ultimate matrix is electro pollution, isn't it? It's electro hacking into your cortex. You know, it's one thing to hack into your laptop or your computer, and I'm trying to get mine back being made and rebuilt because I believe not only is I've been having this blue screen of death attacks for the last 9 months, especially because I ramped up my show a lot with some really top guests like, you know, Cody Snodgrass, CIA operative who worked, they tried to give $1 million to blow up the Murrah building, and I got fired and death threats in the same place for finding out the truth about what happened in Oklahoma City. I got great guests on like Scott Adams, the CEO director of Red State Talk Radio, who'll be back on this Thursday. I'm really kicking butt, and because of that, I'm getting my butt kicked cybernetically, and people will say, well, what are they trying to do to you? Well, if they could, if the devil had his way, he'd kill me, but God's protecting me. Let me tell you, if you don't have cybernetic protection against electro pollution, you're getting fried in your home or your business, and you don't even know it. You say, I wonder why I'm having insomnia. I wonder why I'm depressed lately. I wonder why I got a tachyarrhythmia and I'm getting atrial fibrillation. I wonder why I'm going to heart failure. Do you know that we know that electro pollution is one of the primary drivers for heart failure? Did you know that?
I did not.
Because mitochondrial toxins and mitochondrial function is directly disrupted more by electro pollution than any other single thing in your cells. That you know that the mitochondria are 30 times more likely damaged by electrotoxins than any other part of your cell. So you want to go into heart failure? Get exposed to electropollution. You want to become demented? Or get a child with autism or autism spectrum disorder? Be polluted. Not only vaccines, but polluted by electrotoxins. Go today to our shop, buy products, get your Deagle 5 discount of $5 for every time you order.
Normal blood pressure.
8.
Welcome back. We have Jim Cole here. Jim, of course, introduced me to the Sonic Life Machine, and you're a very curious person. You know, I like the term that Einstein used. He kind of dissuaded people from using the idea of smart, and even the term IQ. I don't like to call it IQ. I call it CI, Curiosity Index. Do you like that?
Oh, I like that a lot.
And also, I want people to know that although the logical mind tries to sort what's going on in the left brain, and the non-logical mind, the emotive brain, tries to see artistically how things are all connected. So yeah, that's your right brain. But all questions that come from your mind actually come from the hyperdimensional part of you, we call your soul, or your heart, we want to call it. I like to use the terms interdependently. And that all your questions actually come from your soul. Now, your native intelligence doesn't come from your brain. It actually comes through your pineal gland from the higher self. So the people don't realize that when you're asking a question, that's why my son Matthew will be back on tomorrow, can do a horology analysis and tell you the answer to your question if you know the minute when the inspiration came to your mind. Now, that might seem mind-twisting for people, but, you know, and I don't disclose all of my knowledge on this, but I understand the nature of the universe more than anyone who's ever published, written, or made a movie on the nature of the physical, hyperdimensional universe in history. Okay? I'm not exaggerating here about my knowledge on this, but I'm not going to disclose it all. Because the fact is, I have a monumental announcement to make. We got our Red Deer Velvet. I took it the first day, and it transforming my body the first day. I could not believe what it's doing.
Wow.
Yeah. Without going through details, I got to tell you, and we now have the epigenetic frequency, so I believe God's giving me piece by piece the technology to return the years of Methuselah. Now, we just had the section on, two segments on, with Sean from SEMF. And what people have to understand, electropollution is jamming your cellular communication. What is life? Okay, and I'm going to give my definition of what life is, which is both technical and intuitive and hyperdimensional. Life is a dance between biophotons and gene induction. Based on the black keys being the atomic plasma resonance of minerals and amino acids in their resonant form. And that's what life is. Doesn't matter if it's plant life, human life, bacterial life, parasitic life, that's life. Now, why is that very important? Because it also explains what I call punctuated recreation is. In fact, if you look down through the record of all the organisms for the last billion years on Earth, in fact, even during your life, you have actually sections of your DNA that are coding for new DNA during your life. You can even pass on epigenetic frequencies to your offspring if you have a bad diet. Did you know that?
Wow, I didn't know.
Is that neat or what? So if you have a diabetogenic diet, your children are more likely to turn diabetic and become obese.
Right.
And this is aside from your genetic heritage, your epigenetic heritage. If you create an animal, and they've done this in animals at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, one generation of zinc-deficient animals takes five generations to actually restore the zinc metalloenzymes to their KMAX. That's published 25 years ago. This is not new. I mean, I read everything. I read. Now, what I want people to realize, the most important thing is to swim in the sea of ignorance and stupidity by asking enough questions to prove to us we don't really know what's going on. It's like the movie Christmas Carol, when the three spirits were able to perform a miracle in one night, and he was woke up, and it was Christmas morning, and he wasn't dead. And he wasn't looking at the flat stone there. Here lies Ebenezer Scrooge. And he said, you know, and he started dancing around saying, I don't know anything. Remember that song he sang at the end of the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Now, we have to understand, none of us knows anything until we inquire enough and ask enough, and God gives wisdom to those who are leaders. I'm a leader. I'm a leader to try to bring the human race back to the fact, what is health care? Health care should be something you never pay for. It's something that's guaranteed. In fact, the ancient Cohens were paid the tithes, not the church, to keep the church in business. The church, actually, the word church is a pagan term for a collective of people worshiping demigods that are not the Most High God. People don't know that, do they? They also don't realize, for example, tomorrow, for example, we're going to discuss this with my son, Matthew. He's a, you know, knock off the old block. He's been studying Oriental and naturopathy, medicine, biochemistry. We're going to talk about gene SNPs that create violent behavior. For example, if you look at the different SNPs of monoamine oxidase, you'll see certain populations, for example, like blacks, they have a much higher incidence of the specific gene SNP that's going to create extremely violent behavior, which could be treated with nutraceuticals, by the way, to increase the ability to get rid of the monoamine oxidase induced deficient enzyme pathways and increase dopamine and norepinephrine to excessively high levels. Okay? So epigenetics is extremely important. And now that we're polluting the world with epigenetic frequencies from smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, cell phones, dirty electricity, we're jamming the hell out of our cellular communication, and we're actually creating gene silencing of our biophoton flux. Literally, the water of life is literally the frequencies that pass between our telomere, which is a infrared antenna at the end of our chromosomes, and the ion channels that allow minerals in their atomic resonant form and amino acids to induce genes to turn on messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. There's a lot in that ramble I just did, but that's the basis for all life and health. Yeah, if you're sick and have a sick organ, it's because you have decreased electron density, decreased ATP and NADH, decreased mineral content to turn on your genes, and the lack of structural proteins and enzymes to regenerate any organ, whether it's your eyes or your brain or whatever. That's what life is. That's what all disease is. Now, has anybody ever circumscribed it that way? No. I have patents on my Red Deer Velvet DR, and I'll have patents on my epigenetic frequency therapy based on research from real geniuses like Linus Pauling, who was very curious. He was the guy who actually created the stereochemistry that allowed them, Watson and Crick, to actually discover DNA. He should have got a conjoint award for the discovery of DNA. It was based on his stereochemistry, harmonic resonant frequency research. Now, my work is based on his, and many other scientists have been working at this for 38 years, and I want people to understand what I know is going to change the future of healthcare and the biology of the human population on Earth and how we treat other living things. Whether we're empathic or we grow better crops, for example, you can use epigenetic frequency therapy to grow super crops by turning on the genes and giving the right minerals and nutrients so that those plants can then incorporate carbon dioxide and actually induce genes to have better flavor, better color, better size, quicker growth, and a non-toxic way that doesn't have, you know, genetically modified gene garbage in them to actually make them look like a scorpion or or some other vile critter because they've inserted genes to prevent bugs from biting them, you know? So if a bug looks at a tomato and it smells a pheromone that looks like a scorpion, it's not a tomato, it's a tomato scorpion.
Right.
It's actually excreting pheromones to tell the insect, don't bite me, I'm a scorpion, I'll kill you. Right?
Yeah.
Now, when we talk about this with the Sonic Life. The Sonic Life machine, I get on my machine now between 10 and 20 minutes a day. It's amazing. And, in fact, recently talked to a gentleman who visited Cliff and his wife, Marcia, came in from Texas, and they did a full metapathia scan on both of them. But I showed him my professional-grade Sonic Life machine, and I got rid of my triplanar exercise machine. I had to get rid of it. It was like just traumatically wrecking my knees and my joints, my back. This machine is beautiful. You exercise on it, you can tell it's working on specific muscle groups through the thing, and you can double it up by actually putting the epigenetic frequency plug-in to the machine and turn on. And while you're doing your exercise, you can actually hear it speaking and singing the song of the resonant frequencies of minerals and amino acids to your DNA. Is that cool or what? You can actually hear the song of DNA, even in the room, even before you put an ear jacks in and put a, you know, in the side of the machine, which has an audio volume adjustment. You can actually turn it up so you can actually hear it singing to your DNA while you're exercising, or if you just want to sit on the machine or stand on it without exercise, you can hear it actually pumping the electromagnetics and the sounds through your body. There's nothing amazing. Like it in the world, Sonic Life.
It is amazing.
It's absolutely amazing. I can tell you, my DNA is saying, give me a thumbs up, high five, Deeg. Man, you're with it.
All right.
My DNA is saying, thank God, man, you're on the ball. To get a Sonic Life machine, contact me and I'll make sure we can arrange everything to get the lease and everything rolling, or to purchase straight out. The recent person I talked to, I think they want to buy it just straight up. Don't even want to mess with the lease. But what people have to understand, this technology is not available at any other company. And you need the right advice. If you want the resonant frequencies, you need to go through Dr. Deagle to get the machine to get the frequencies. And if you don't have the right substance or nutraceuticals with it, signal plus substance equals life. In other words, you need S plus S equals L, life. And it's that simple. Whether you're growing a plant or a tree or a person or regenerating an organ, or you're trying to resurrect Tyrannosaurus Rex because you get some ancient genes and it's a piece of amber, and you're trying to resurrect it from an ancient fly that bit, and the blood was then crystallized as an amber, just like the movie Jurassic Park. You need to have signal plus substance to regenerate. Now, the Schumann resonance and magnetic flux field of the Earth at the time, the Earth was at 2 atmospheres at sea level, and the magnetic field was somewhere between 30 and 100 times stronger than it is now. Do you know the magnetic field since Babylonian times has dropped 30-fold?
Wow.
Yeah. And do you know why? Because we're getting ready for what's called a magnetic flip of the Earth. There's already 2 south poles in the southern hemisphere, not one. And because of the wandering of the magnetic pole, we're ready to see what's called a magnetic flip, and that's always presaged by what's called the lithospheric slip of the crust on the mantle. And that occurs, do you know that Alaska 8 million years ago was actually on the equator?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Most people don't know these little facts, you know, or that the position of the continents was different. In fact, the ancient map maker that gave the maps, Amerigo Vespucci from the Portuguese mapmaker, got it from ancient times. It goes back from the libraries in Alexandria back 10 to 15,000 years ago. The continent of Antarctica was not in the South Pole. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
No, this is relatively new where its position is now. That's why we're seeing the movement of the hotspot underneath the Grand Island. That's why we're seeing the emergence of this giant volcanic supervolcano under these 3 states in the Northeast, Vermont, Massachusetts, and the 3rd state. The people, they can see it from space, from their space-based satellites. Well, you have to understand it's the same thing as the body. When you take things like CBD oil, in fact, there's a new drug that's been extracted from marijuana, and guess what it is? This is to stop seizure activity. There's 2 types of unusual seizures. It's CBD.
Or the cannabidiol, right?
Yeah, and they have a fancy drug name they have for it, but you don't need to extract it from marijuana. You can extract it from hemp, and hemp doesn't have the hallucinogens in it. 7% of the population that uses marijuana is going to become mentally ill, psychotic, or go schizophrenic. Did you know that? 7%. And if you do the gene snip polymorphisms from the saliva, you can actually find out which one's going to go screwy. Now, if people think it's a good idea to drug your population with not only marijuana, but other, quote, I don't believe in actually prosecuting people and putting them in jail. I want to medicalize them. I want everybody to get urine drug tests. And if you're operating equipment, you better not be smoking marijuana.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now, they'll say they need to take something to stop nausea of cancer. Our liposomal meter dose CBD oil, which is nanotechnology, which is the best in the world, you don't need to take marijuana. CBD is actually superior, isn't it?
Oh,
and,
definitely.
And I found a new discovery, and you're going to be blown away by this. I've been doing research on what causes pain for 45 years. I started working in medical school with Dr. John Woodbury, who's head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association. I started off with asking questions, reviewing 26,000 cases and doing statistical analysis and working in the Synovia Analysis Immunology Lab in medical school. And he even tried to blackmail me into becoming his resident to actually find a cause of his own disease, spankylosing spondylitis, because he knew Deagle is such a unusual individual, that's me, that if you lay a problem in front of me, even if it takes me years, I am going to solve it. And in fact, I can tell you what the cause of autoimmune disease is. And that's why you can have disease in the right knee from immune cells that are activated, but not the left knee, because the quantum bio circuits are not present. All right?
Wow.
Now, what you have to understand is my research, I discovered, hence my 1986 patents for the Dynatens machine and my pain disc technology, which still has 4 years on, that the primary controller of pain is in your skin. Now, I discovered a way of putting a formula at Penn called MediSafe Pharmacy in Denver, which I could put in these discs or inject directly at the acupoints using an acupuncture point finder. And if I put a drop even of a opioid homeopathic, I could turn off your pain in usually under a minute. Doesn't matter if you got bone pain, cancer pain, whatever. I can inject this at the acupoints, a micro drop, like a tenth of a drop, of an opioid. And what I discovered this last week since we talked, the same thing works if you put CBD all over something painful. You can put CBD on your skin over the painful joint, liver, kidney, face, eyes, whatever, and it starts to work instantly to turn off your pain. And you can amplify it if you use pregnenolone, liposomal cream, and curcumin cream. In other words, it seals it in, so it even increases the rate at which it works and it lengthens how long it's going to last. So put on CBD oil, and it doesn't matter what the hell your pain is, because you see, you cannot suffer pain unless you have skin. Think of it this way. If you don't have a computer screen, I have two giant computer screens. One's a curved Samsung 37-inch 4G network screen. The other's a 27-inch screen. If you don't have a computer screen, your computer, your brain, your central and peripheral nervous system cannot see pain. Okay? There's seven pain gates, but you don't shut off pain by taking opioids that interfere with your opioid receptors in your thalamus and your subthalamic nuclei and other areas of the brain. You block it at the skin. Right. And I learned this. It was an interesting thing. I had one of my a bird unit in 1987. I always like to find paradoxes. I'm a kind of a paradox. Like, you know those sniffer pigs that find the truffles out in the forest of France? I'm like a truffle pig looking for a little paradox. Because a paradox is an answer to a question you haven't asked yet.
Right.
And one of the nurses pointed out and said, "Hey, Deagle, look at this." And I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Well, this guy's starting to scream." I said, "Well, why is he screaming now?" He said, "Because his skin is starting to grow back." I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "Don't you know? People don't have pain if they don't have skin." I said, "You're kidding."
Oh.
Now she pointed out to me, I said, "What do you think that means?" And I'm thinking, I thought of it. My brain was like, it's like being caught in a computer do loop. It's like night and day, I would think of it. Oh! And that finally came to me that your skin actually is the regulator of the pain gate. And I've actually worked with all the physiology of it, so I'm going to post it up in a video. So people need to understand that your pain gate, and there's a number of receptors, the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor, there's other receptors for bradykinins and neurotenins in your skin, but the primary one is opiates. And if you have cannabidiol and you put it on your skin, your pain goes away. It's liposomal. It's going to zip not only under your tongue and into your brain and calm your brain down and stop seizure activity in those two different types of seizures. They have this new so-called drug the FDA approved this week. But it turns off your pain in your skin, especially if you put on top of it curcumin and liposomal pregnenolone cream. You put my liposomal curcumin and pregnenolone on top of it, it works even better. But it's amazing. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, I hadn't heard of that before, but this CBD oil is nano-emulsified, so it would be much more transdermal.
And you know how fast it works? You can literally sit there and count. In less than 60 seconds, your pain starts to go away and it's gone.
Right.
You don't need to wait half an hour. Oh, it's not working yet, dear. No. You put this up, you got a headache on your temples, around your jaw joint, whatever, on the occipital areas of your head, put it on your fingertips and rub it on. It works instantly. It's crazy. It's so crazy. It's like, whoa, man, how did this happen? And I'm thinking all these people running around worried about opioid addiction, like Trump says, we're going to spend $6 billion. They don't even know what pain or addiction is, do they? These people are malignantly stupid, okay? And you know how you get smart? You ask enough questions to prove to you that you're stupid, so you ask enough questions to find the answers to all the paradoxes, because God put the paradoxes everywhere that tell us the answers to questions we haven't asked yet, whether spiritual questions, geopolitical, or health questions. The paradoxes are all there in answers to tell us. It's like going for an egg hunt around Easter, you know? Ishtar,
yeah.
You know? You know? You can look for the paradox, and you try to figure out what the question is that that's an answer to.
Mm-hmm.
Is that cool or what?
That is very cool.
The Langerhans gate, which is in your skin, you can biopsy and put it under a scanning electron microscope or phase contrast. You can actually see the ultrastructure, the receptor distribution pattern, and the opiate receptors that regulate your pain are in your skin. Not in the brain, not in the thalamus.
There you go.
Not in the frontal cortex or even the temporal cortex or the ascending spinal thalamic tract or the dorsal root ganglion. They're in your skin.
Exactly.
So get CBD oil, man. Now we know it'll stop seizures. It'll smooth out your day. I call it lubricant for life. So go to NutraMedical. Go down to the Prime My Body link. Get it. Take it. I'll tell you, I got my bottle on my desk and by my bedside in my bathroom. Believe me, I'm a high-stress guy. I like to live on the edge. And with CBD oil, I can be even more effective and dangerous. Helps a lot.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.